Now, legendary radio presenter and DJ Charlie Hedges has taken on Gala's classic track, Freed From Desire. Breathing new life into the track, she's enhanced the original with a fresh club-ready build-up and a drop fitting perfect with that sing-along chorus that we all know. It's been released today from record label Perfect Havoc. It's to stream and download on all platforms right now. It's going to get its first play on Gorgeous Radio very shortly. But first, let's catch up with the lady herself. Charlie is on the line. Good afternoon, Charlie, and happy Friday.
Yeah, are you sure you said funk then?
I said
funk. It
didn't
funk. Sound like that.
Trust me, Charlie, there's a lot of things I say that people go, what did he just say? That's why I really have to emphasise the funk.
Likewise, don't worry. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, thanks. Have you got plans for the weekend?
Usual Saturday, back on Dance Anthems on Radio 1 tomorrow from 4. And then just going to eat everything on Sunday, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. Sundays for eating these days, because I've paused on the gigs whilst I'm growing a human. So gigs kick back in from October onwards. So yeah, my Sundays now are just chilling and eating, which is lovely.
Well, you've just laid onto that rightly, because before we talk about anything else, firstly, let me say this.
Congratulations.
On your big announcement back in March.
So Thank you.
How are things with you, and when is the baby due?
So, baby's due mid-August. Everything's really good.
What's
getting
close?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, if you saw the size of my belly, you'd think it was even closer than what it was. Everything's going great, thankfully. And just been really happy and just enjoying every second of it, really.
And you announced it live on air with a very shocked Greg James at the time. Tell us what happened in case people are unfamiliar with how you told the listeners at the time.
So it was really lovely. I love Greg, and I've got a really lovely relationship with his production team as well. And basically, I give him a heads up. I hadn't told many people that I was pregnant, and I spoke to his producers and said, look, I would really love to announce it on The Breakfast Show with Greg, but I would quite like to stitch him up so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So he plays a game called Tell Me Something Good, which is obviously Ewan McVicar's track. And after he says, tell me something good, everyone goes around the table and tells him something good. So we all went round a couple of times. And then the last round, I said, I'm having a baby. And he was like, are you joking? And then quickly realised that that is not something, obviously, that I'm going to joke about. And it's the most beautiful thing ever. And it was so lovely, because I've been making like loads of little memory boxes for the baby, obviously, when she's older. And that video has gone straight in there, because his face is just the most beautiful thing to watch. He was so happy, bless him, but equally shocked.
I love it. And dare I ask, have you got any names sorted yet? You don't have to say if you've got a name sorted. You don't have to tell me, but have you got names?
Yes, so we only ever had one name, and it was a girl's name, which again is random, because if we was having a boy, that would have been interesting.
You would call it Adam if it was a boy.
Do you know what, Adam? If it was a boy, that is a lovely name, so that would have been a great shout.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Thank you.
But no, one name, and that is the. I've been really on like my social media and stuff. I've been really open about the whole pregnancy and saying it as it is, really. But that is the one thing we are going to keep behind for a few more weeks, because I think the name is, that's quite nice to announce that when she's here,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, let's go right back.
I'll text you.
Yeah, let me know the name. We'll get it announced on air. Let's go right back to where it all started for you, because you were 13 when you started out in the media industry as a freelance journalist for a magazine that was aimed at over 25s, and it all just sort of spiraled from there.
Yeah, you've done your research. That's mad. You know what? It's a mad journey, really, because I saw like an advert in a magazine, as you mentioned, when I was 13, and they were looking for like a freelance journalist, and I was at school, and I think they just took me on, bless them, for the cheek of me asking, and just said, look, let's give this girl a chance. So I used to, like, my dad used to drop me off every couple of weeks. I used to do a bit of work experience for him, and my dad being a London black taxi driver, he was around that time, it's funny how things happen, but he was picking up a few celebs, if you want to say that, and one of those being one of the presenters on Kiss FM at the time, and he told him what I was doing. I was writing for a magazine, so I went up to Kiss, interviewed them, and then knew that I always knew I wanted to work in radio, and we just kind of flicked, all of us. And from that age right up until when I started uni, I used to go up and do work experience, and that is literally how it started. So thanks to my dad, really, to be honest with you, and the magazine for giving me the opportunity in the first place.
Well, this is it. And on Kiss FM, you worked with Ricky and Melvin on The Breakfast Show for 10 years. And then was it 2018 or 2019 that you moved to the BBC?
So what are we in now? 22. Yeah, so I've been there nearly 3 years now.
How was it working with Ricky and Melvin on A Breakfast Show?
What was that, sorry?
How was it working with Melvin and Ricky on A Breakfast Show?
Do you know what? So much fun. And we were chatting about this the other day because, so I was with them for 10 years and then I worked with two previous lots of presenters that for the, I don't know, for 5 years before that. So I was there nearly 16 years. And me and the boys, we were saying, literally saying this off air yesterday when we finished our show, how that those two were already friends because they met at uni and how easy we all clicked. We can't even remember it being more than a day and we just, it just felt right. It's bizarre, really. So it was a lovely journey, yeah, and obviously a really nice transition moving over to Radio 1 as well.
And you're still working with them on BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge, is that right?
Yep, sure am. So that's Monday to Thursdays. Again, it's a natural relationship. We you know, it's nothing's forced. We genuinely all really get on and really care about each other. So, but it's funny because one of the most popular questions people ask me is, do you hang out loads all the time outside of radio? And we're like, all three of us, hell no. We spend more time together than we do seeing our own family. So the last thing us three want to do is go out again after the show.
Spend time with each other. You don't want to do that. You're also the host of the UK's biggest dance show, BBC Radio 1's Dance Anthems. Now, this is every Saturday from 4 till 7. Charlie, I'm going to be honest with you. If you were on weekdays 4 till 7, I maybe wouldn't plug it because it's a Saturday and there's no drive time on Gorgeous and I'm not on, what music can people look forward to with you tomorrow from 4?
It's 2 hours of classics and then an hour of today's dance tune. So obviously all like the latest stuff, which I love because I love the combination of, I love classic anthems because it just comes with a memory. And I think even if you don't know, you know, there's some classics that I play that, you know, that I wasn't listening to when I was growing up. And there's some that I play that I was listening to, but every one of them just come with such a feel-good memory, new or old. And that's what I love about a classic because you don't need to remember the original. It can sound fresh if you've never heard it before. And obviously today's anthem just gives me the opportunity to play all the new stuff, which is, I'm massively passionate about. So yeah, it's a nice little combo.
And not only are you about to become a first-time mum, not only are you a radio presenter, but you're also a DJ. You've toured the globe at some of the biggest dance events and festivals. What's your favourite festival that you've DJed at?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you maybe they're all your favourite.
Do you know what? They are. All of them are my favourites because they're good for different reasons. But there's a really nice story with... I played at Isle of Wight Festival a couple of years ago, and it was just a really... It's the same for Global Gathering actually last year. It's a really lovely memory because when I was playing, I was in the big top tent and I was playing just before Pete Tong, and I came on after a heavy rock group. So, you know, naturally, obviously, their supporters were huge. I mean, this tent was ridiculously big. So when they came off stage, the whole tent emptied and I was like, oh my god, like this is going one or two ways. If it goes the way I don't want it to, I won't be DJing anymore. But it was the most incredible feeling because to see that tent fill up within literally 5 minutes, I just think things like that, not only do they ground you, but it just makes you appreciate what you do for a living and how important music is, because it is a feeling. People don't need to know necessarily who's DJing sometimes. You just have to bring a feeling and a vibe. And that was one of my most memorable. And Boardmasters, I said Global Gathering, I didn't mean that. Boardmasters last year, it was just a similar sort of thing as that. But yeah, equally, as you know yourself, we're very lucky in that we get to play music for a living. So any gig or any festival is a bonus.
And back in a 2016 interview, you said if you could pick anyone in the world to work with, it would be Steve Aoki. Now, what about in 2022? If you could pick anyone, who would it be?
To play alongside, like back-to-back sort of thing.
Anyone to work with, collaborate with?
I mean, it's got to be a Calvin Harris, I think. And also, do you know what? I'd like to team up with Nervo. I think three girls would be really pretty cool to do, like a collab of the three of us. But Yeah, for a male artist, then I think Calvin, especially what he's doing at the minute, he's, you know, he's new bits, it's really interesting. So yeah, they'd be my top.
Charlie, do you find it tough being a female DJ in a, especially in a profession that is predominantly male, or do you think it's an opportunity for you just to stand out more? Because I think as blokes, it can be easy for us just to get lost in amongst everybody else. But I think females, it is an opportunity for you to stand out more.
I think it doesn't matter what you do for a living, whatever you do, whatever your passion is, or whatever you do for a job. My parents have always taught me to just work hard, and if you want something that badly, you will get it. Mm. And don't get me wrong, you know, I've got a couple of amazing stories where I've had people doubt me in the past and blah, 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 as everyone has had, depending on what you do for a living. But I always find that a challenge for me just makes you stronger. So if I've ever faced challenges, which I've faced a lot of them, then, you know, it's a mission for me to overcome them. So, yeah, I just think if you want something that badly, just bloody go for it. And if someone says no, then tell them yes, and that's it.
Yeah, just put them out of your life and move on. So you're absolutely smashing it. You've now remixed the classic hit, Gala's Freed From Desire. Sort of touches on what we were talking about those old classics that when you just hear them, you love them. And now you've taken one and remixed it. Of course, it's got the ultimate drop that we all need. So why did you choose this song?
I'll be completely honest with you. The original track has been in my record box, has been on my USBs for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I've just loved playing it out, and it still goes off. It doesn't matter where you play. Mm. It's just the track that always does well. And because of my passion, like what I said about dance anthems, where I love the classics, I love the mashup between classics and today's anthems, I just wanted to bring a track that I've loved for years to life and just bring it more current, but still has that nostalgia. If you remember the original, incredible, and if you don't, then hopefully you'll fall in love with it again. And it's just such a feel-good track. I don't think it matters where you hear it. It just makes you feel good, and that's what I hope that this version is doing and will do.
Everybody loves it. It's just one of those songs that you hear it and everybody sings along, no matter what age they are. Everybody knows it. Any other classic hits that you want to take on?
Do you know what? After this one, there's a few that I would love to, but after this, I'm definitely going to go for an original. We was toying with the idea of putting the original out first, but we went for this because I just felt like it was the right time to do it. So I think I'm going to stick to originals for the next couple, and then maybe test out a few classics again and see what we do with them.
Well, it's great. I absolutely love it. We're going to get it on in just a sec. But before I do, and I'll let you introduce the track as well, where can listeners find you on social media?
So on Instagram, which is what I use the most, is Charlie Hedges DJ. And then, ironically, Twitter is just Charlie Hedges. So just my name, which if you remember it, amazing. If not, then I'll come find you.
Well, Charlie, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. All the very best over the next couple of months. I'm sure you've got
it under control.
And yes, do let us know whenever you've announced the name of the baby.
I will do. And if you're available on the 13th of October, I've got a wedding to go to and I need a babysitter. So that'll be lovely.
Oh, wow. Yes, Uncle Adam will be there. I'll babysit. I'm used to it with my nieces and nephews.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me as well. It's been really lovely chatting to you.
No problem. Charlie, do me the honours of introducing the track. It's First Play on Gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Charlie Hedges, and this is Freed From Desire. I hope you love it. And by the way, the lyrics are not Trombolese. Enjoy!
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. One more and more. No.
remixed a 90s classic, and we love it. It's Charlie Hedges, Freed from Desire. This is Gorgeous Radio. It's been released today from record label Perfect Havoc. Available to stream and download on all platforms. And just because she's lovely, absolutely lovely, I'll give her one more plug about her show tomorrow, Charlie Hedges. Radio 1's Dance Anthems, there you are, every Saturday from 4 until 7.